This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's eastern townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we'll talk about the development of the railway in the eastern townships. In the middle of the 19th century, capital was invested by the British American Land Company to improve the condition of roads in the eastern townships. More roads were built, namely those that linked Quebec City to the eastern townships, such as Craig, Gosford, and Lambton Roads, to name a few. However, traveling between two towns remained time-consuming. Those who did not have access to a buggy had to travel by stagecoach. The trip from Sherbrooke to Montreal took 2 days. The arrival of the railway in the region allowed people to travel far more quickly. The development of the railway also facilitated the transportation of merchandise and bolstered immigration to the region. American, British, and English Canadian capital was invested and improved mobility in the eastern townships. Furthermore, the construction of various railways proved profitable for merchants who sold the explosives and food required on the construction sites. Forges, foundries, and mechanic shops also profited during this period. Numerous housing projects also sprung up along the railways. The St. Lawrence and Atlantic played a very important role in the region's development, for it linked Longueuil to Sherbrooke and traveled through Richmond. By 1854, this network extended all the way to Portland in the United States. Later, this railway made up a portion of the Grand Trunk Railway, the first major railway network in Canada. The Sherbrooke business community played a significant role in the development of the railway. Did you know? The Orford Mountain Railway Company received its railway charter in 1888 with the aim to establish a railway between Eastman and Lawrenceville in Brome County, and was intended as a local line chiefly dedicated to encourage the development of the forest and mineral industries in that area. This railway venture was headed by Judge Samuel Willard Foster, who had long had an interest in the railway development in the townships and approached his leading role with enthusiasm. Although surveying and construction on the Orford Mountain Railway's initial line began in the summer of 1889, it was not until October 1891 the first inaugural OMR train made its way from Eastman to Lawrenceville. By the spring of 1893, the OMR line had been extended to Kingsbury and ran a regular service from Kingsbury to Eastman, where it connected with the Canadian Pacific. At the time, the trip took 1 hour and 45 minutes. Over the following 15 years, a branch of the OMR was built to reach Stuckley Lake, then called Bonnelly Lake. The line was extended north and then along the St. Francis River to Windsor Mills, as well as south to Masonville. The decisions of the OMR's extensions were determined largely by the potential of lumber freight, since forest products formed the bulk of its shipments. Unfortunately, the forest industry along the OMR was not enough to keep this small, independent railway in the black, and by 1909, the situation had become acute. This financial crisis led to the decision to lease the OMR to the Canadian Pacific Railway in 1910. While the CPR did fulfill plans to extend the line to North Troy in Vermont, the line continued to struggle financially. Finally, it was the closure of the sawmills in Kingsbury in 1829 that led to the gradual abandonment of the OMR tracks over the following 37 years. Join us next time when we talk about the industrial development of the eastern townships.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers. Thank you.